I'm joined today by the best-selling author of the Dragon Keeper series, Danita Paul. In addition to the sequel to her most recent release, The Vanishing Sculptor, Danita is also releasing a Christmas novella, Two Tickets to the Christmas Ball, just in time for the holiday season. Hello, Danita. It's wonderful to be with you.
Hi.
Dragons of the Valley is your seventh fantasy novel for readers of all ages, following the Dragon Keeper Chronicles and The Vanishing Sculptor. What do you love best about reaching young readers and those who are young at heart?
Well, I'm actually very concerned for our youth in our country. As you know, when you read the newspapers and look at TV news, they're wandering around. They don't seem to have a goal. And I feel that Christianity offers them hope. And through my books, which is basically the high fantasy model that is standard, the children have a good example of good versus evil, with good winning. Sometimes in the secular books, they have good versus evil, but the good is tainted. And although I admit in my books that no person is perfect and we all have faults, the overall message is that good will prevail.
Bilo Mundur, an artist who plays key roles in both The Vanishing Sculptor and Dragons of the Valley, is fairly obsessed with how he or his surroundings look and issues of decorum. Now, tell me about his journey of discovery and what you think about the importance of appearance. Why is this such a big issue with young people?
Oh, young people are all about fitting in, aren't they? They really want to belong to something. And if they can't do it emotionally and intellectually, then they will do it with what they wear. And I think it's a crutch. With Bilo Mundur, he is very concerned about what other people think. And he takes great pleasure in being tidy and fashionable. And as he progresses through the books, he learns more about being compassionate and being connected to the people around him rather than being on display for them.
Dragons of the Valley is packed with action. Tipper, the heroine, is on the move with one of the key sculptures needed to save the kingdom. And Bekaroon, the giant parrot, is on a quest of his own. And there's a new villain, the Grawl.
He's a fun bad guy. he makes his hair on the back of your neck rise because he is so detached from anyone. He's like a serial killer, actually. He has a sordid past. He has a sad past. And he doesn't integrate with any particular element of the society he's found himself in. And it just pleases him to do away with the people around him. And he just thinks he's so clever and so superior to everyone else. When you read his thoughts, you go, oh my goodness, I'm glad he doesn't live next door. So he's just fun in that he is such a villain, and we all like to identify the villain and, you know, be a little bit afraid of him.
Well, now let's transition to the novella, Two Tickets to the Christmas Ball. It's a very different kind of story than the fantasy allegories with dragons that you normally write. What kind of reader do you have in mind for this Christmas novella?
This would be for a lighthearted reader, one who is looking for just a fun read. The people who watch the Hallmark movies on TV, who want the warm, fuzzy feeling. We do have a little bit of social drama with the heroine's sister being one of those people who takes and takes and takes, and to the point where even if you are a giver person, they're just tired of it. And so they have that relationship to work out.
Now, Danita, sometimes people, like your characters Simon and Cora, can't recognize their own gifts or what they have to offer to those around them. What kind of encouragement would you share with your readers in hopes that they see their own gifts?
I would say to step back and look at yourself. What do you do well? Who appreciates you? And to identify the gift, even if you have to ask someone else, like a parent or a pastor or your best friend, what do you see that I'm capable of giving to other people? And then refine that gift. Actually study what you can do with this gift. If you are a person who has the gift of hospitality, you might figure out how much hospitality you can offer, and remember that if you overdo your gift, you're going to hurt somebody. For instance, if your family likes some alone time, but you're always inviting people in, that needs to be balanced out. And with God's direction, you can figure out where the lines are and avoid stepping over them.
Two Tickets to the Christmas Ball has romance, humor, a dash of magic, and a lot of heart. It also features real families being together at the holidays with the challenges and all the love. What are some tips that you might have for families during a hectic holiday season?
I think my advice is exactly the same as the last question. You have to step back and look. We are so often engaged in activity and speeding through things that must be done that we forget to look at the people around us. If you are in a family situation, say it's a loud holiday party and the kids are getting on your nerves because they're yelling and carrying on, it's a good time to step back and actually look at your family and appreciate everyone for their unique abilities. And if the children are bugging you, why don't you just get engaged with them, play a game, do something that focuses on them, and you'll be surprised how they straighten up because they're so pleased to have an adult interact with them.
Danita Paul is the best-selling author of the Dragon Keeper series. Her latest books are The Vanishing Sculptor and Two Tickets to the Christmas Ball. Danita, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me.